lift him up in prayer today. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that this morning. So, Father, we lift up Fred. He's your son, Lord. And you know how to minister in his life. You know how to raise him up. You know how to deliver him from this attack, this assignment of the enemy. We know, Father, that sickness, disease, and infirmity is not God's gift. That's the devil's attack. So we rebuke it in the name of the Lord, and we pray for deliverance in Jesus' name and for healing. And Father, that you would strengthen Fred today, that his faith would soar and that his physical body would be transformed by the power of God, that you would just miraculously set him free. And Father, we have many testimonies of people that have been healed of cancer, and we just had Nick and Robin in the other day sharing how you have miraculously delivered her from cancer and been cancer-free now for a long period of time and working full-time and running the business. And so, Father, you're not a respecter of persons, so we just put Fred in your hands today. Fred is listening to us on an app up in Ohio. He's able to be with us today, so we bless him. And we, as a family of believers here on the coast of Florida, we lift you up, Fred, and speak life over you in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I feel, Fred, that the Lord is saying, do not accept defeat.
There you go.
A lot of times when people have a diagnosis, they just think, well, this is the end, and just pack it in. The Lord is saying, do not accept defeat. You just trust him and fight with your greatest faith that you have.
Amen. Amen. And that that is a confirmation, Karen, of a conversation I had with one of our families here in the city. She was in the hospital and really was under a dark cloud. I mean, the enemy was just saying that very thing. This is it. You know, look at you. You're losing ground. Mm-hmm. You go from one disaster to another physically. You've had all these surgeries, and look at the condition you're in. And as I went in to see her, another family from the church had stopped off there as well. And the Lord just put on my heart, you know, it's in the Word of God. The psalmist said, I will live and not die. Mm-hmm. I will live and not die. He began to speak life over his own health and began to declare that God was his healer. And so I encourage this lady to speak that the devil has no authority over me. Mm-hmm. I am a child of God. I have been set free. Sickness and disease will not reign in my body. I will live and I will not die. And the other day I stopped by to see her, and she was up, she was walking, she's remodeling her home, and she is doing so much better, and that is awesome. And it was not the end, it was just another new beginning. So rather than, I mean, look at Lazarus, you know, he was destined for the tomb, that's where he was going, you know, he died. And what was the word? You know, the sisters, they're like, well, Jesus, if you had been here, you know, you surely could have done something. But the point is, God wants us to do something.
Yes.
Jesus has been here. Absolutely. Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here. So God wants us to do something, and he wants us to practice in faith and stand on the Word of God and look for deliverance. Look for deliverance in Jesus.
Yeah, and then, you know, this morning I was reading in Hebrews 12 again, like I was yesterday, but in part in verse 1, then you know, put off the things that easily beset us and run the race. We'll be able to run that race that God has set aside for us with passion and determination, because that path has already been marked out. So there's a comment in that says God has a destiny for each one of us that we are to give ourselves to fully reach, you know. And so for Fred, you know, God's destiny is not for you to be sick and die, and many others. So I just want to encourage you, Fred, to just really reach out in faith to the Lord and trust that he's going to bring you through this, and that this is definitely not the end for you.
Amen. Amen. We agree together. We agree together for that, Karen, for Fred today, that he is just encouraged. And Fred says, you know, he listens in. He has an app up there that works really well. And he said, when you find a good station, you keep it.
Oh, amen. Praise God.
Isn't that great? You find a good station, you keep it. Thank you, Fred. Fred bringing his donation of $5. And so Fred said, I don't have a lot of money, but, you know, he's listening, and we're going to send the book up, The Mysteries, up
amen.
To him.
Amen.
And so, you know, it may cost us $6 to send it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're going to send it up to him. And Fred, may you be blessed by that. And it's... compliments here of the ministry and others that have made it available. Hector in Royal Palm Beach is calling in. Hector, thank you so very much for that donation of $170 this morning. I just added that in, and we're moving on. 131, 613. We are moving on this morning, looking for your donation today. We're going to need a lot of phone calls, a lot of donations. This is Miracle Friday, our fifth day, and we are... well on our way, Karen, well on our way, and we
Amen.
Are just putting things in as we're able to do that, and so we're going to continue adding the donations. So give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. Karen, explain what a pledge is versus a contribution. Many people make a contribution when they call in or they send in with a check or whatever, but many people give by pledge as well, and that works well for a lot of people.
Yes, and a pledge is... you know, just an amount that you would like to give to the station, but you actually don't have that on hand at the moment. You know, maybe you're waiting for your tax return or something,
right.
You know, and you had planned on giving. You can call in and make a pledge and just let us know the amount you'd like to give. And we'll, you know, we'll send you out a letter with a return envelope for you to send that in whenever you can. But at least we could get it counted now. And, yes, there's many people that make pledges. So feel free to do that, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And oftentimes we have people that are driving and they want to call in at, you know, that particular moment, but it's not good to be fumbling around trying to get your card out
as
you're driving. So
exactly.
you could do that at that time as well. You know, you're going to use your card, but you have to do it later on when you're in a safe place to do so. So that would be considered a pledge as well.
Right.
We have plenty of people that do that. It's like, I'm on my way to work, but
sure.
I'll call in later with the card number.
Yep. And that works great. So we do need your calls this morning as we're in day number 5. And believe with us. Believe with us for a day of miracles and for God's provision today. Many of you have been listening. And I know over the years, at least the years I've been here, Karen, a lot of times it's the second week when a lot of people that are kind of waiting to see, you know, where are you going to be. But we actually are already where we're normally at in the second week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be great for you to call today. And so if you've been waiting, maybe you have a $5,000 donation, maybe you have a $50 donation, maybe it's a $5 donation like Fred. But whatever God has put on your heart to give us a call today. Let's see what kind of miracles God's going to work today as we move along as your good news station. So give us a shout, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we have had one program so far. We're going to try to work another program in. Looks like it's 7:53, so I believe we might be able to do that, Karen. I did see a song that I was thinking of bringing in because it looked like it might be Tapestry, and you were talking so much about that yesterday. Let's see if this is the right song.
Your love has captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your life, the air I breathe, be glorified in me. Your love has captured me. captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your life, the air I breathe. He glorifies. Your love has captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your
and sheroes who served in the military. I'm the Home Lady, a certified military housing specialist ready to help you use your VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
Welcome to Family